Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we
the authentically die. Entertaining conversation that matters.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars have always shined.
I'm Mark Legere, and now, your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
We are here, live in the studio at Studio NoHo, and this has been a really exciting big day for Life Changes. We had, in the very beginning of the day, 4 o'clock in the morning here in Los Angeles, we released the top 10 list of the independent films that could change the world for 2014 at the beginning of the day. And before long, we started seeing those numbers rise and rise and rise to where first it was hundreds and then thousands and then more people are seeing the press release and sharing it and all of that. It's getting very, very exciting. And then here at the end of the day, our intent is to have as guests the producers of our number one film pick, which is Stand With Me or hashtag Stand With Me. So we are hoping they can join us because we wanted to kind of bookend the day with them. And I know that they are busy promoting the show, promoting the film, but they wanted to be with us. So we're hoping that they indeed will. And we look forward to having them both on. And who we do have for sure with us in the studio is none other than he's the lead of the band The Dirty Diamond. Mm-hmm. And actually, we're so glad he's here because they just did a big show and he rushed to be here with us. And the lead singer of The Dirty Diamond is Sam Babayan. So we're happy to have him with us today. Let's run down real quick the number one film. The number one film, I think, is interesting because those of you who have been following us and heard our last show last week with Lee Waterworth, the president and CEO of YECRA, who is distributing this film and actually at this point all of the films on the top 10 list. We sat here, us three grown men, having a conversation, and when we talked about that film, we all said that it brought a tear to our eyes. And
it brought more than a tear.
More than a tear.
I would admit.
Yeah, right, Mark? And so I reflected on that later as I watch television, what have you, and I'm watching other shows, and I thought, wait a minute, here are three grown men talking about this film that affected them this much. This is news for the world. This is the kind of thing I want to know about. And some of the silly, fun stuff on television can be silly and fun, but there seems to be a lot of it. And some of the fun shoot 'em up and kill 'em and all that stuff, movies that are out there, maybe kind of fun or interesting or engaging for a while, but there's a lot of that disproportionately. So I'm really proud of us that we have the second annual top 10 list of life-changing films that came out this morning. And I'm also proud that we picked Stand With Me.
Proud of the whole list, but absolutely Stand With Me as the winner. It's been a long time since I've been truly moved that deeply by a film. And it wasn't because of shock value or surprise. Of course, there are some very right. surprising moments, and there's some information in there that's eye-opening and enlightening. But it conveys its message in such a sincere, passionate manner. And it's something that I think the light that it shines on its topic, which is slavery and child slavery and slavery of all types, is is by being shined by this little girl, by the main character, I think really kind of highlights the juxtaposition of this kind of environment that adults have largely created. You know, I think it's really kind of it was just for me, it was a different perspective seeing it through her eyes, seeing it through a child's eyes.
Absolutely. And a child who seemingly has everything and all she needs to do is play and just enjoy herself and not worry about children who not only don't have anything, but they don't even have play or fun. And she could just ignore that very, very easily in the world that she lives in. But she doesn't. And neither does a photographer who's done very well for herself and doesn't need to take pictures of children who are enslaved. But she did that too. And she gave that as her gift to humanity and these children. And I understand she's not getting paid. And I understand that that all the money goes to help enslaved children. So,
well, and that's the other interesting thing is you know, there's so many almost subplots. The information that you're seeing in her sincerity, in her effort, in her and her family's diligence, in the way the storyline is conveyed by the photographer, in seeing the various types of slavery that they look at, but back to her and her diligence is unique such that it was a one step at a time. She made a decision that she was going to go after this. She had a goal in mind and not only accomplishes that goal, but then, you know, without telling the whole film, you know, goes beyond. And, you know, that was so refreshing to see. Especially as you're saying, in a situation where so many kids are fed so much content and so many commercials and advertisements and distractions that they wouldn't even know to stop and pay attention to this, or even if they saw it, it might even register as impactful or true.
Yeah, and there's one point in the film where you see her and her little girlfriends at a park or something sitting down on a blanket, and where it would seem like it would just be playtime. They did it in a playful way, I suppose, but this was like serious. This was like more important than most of the meetings I've ever been in a boardroom. You know what I mean? Right. I just watched that and I thought, wow. And there's our future.
That was infectious because the support lined up around her. And it wasn't about, okay, we'll do this for a day or a week, or I was pleasantly surprised and moved by the endurance of the effort. Which is still continuing.
Yeah, and we're talking about it.
Exactly. We're talking about it. We're supporting it. But the displacement of the daily lives of so many individuals in support of obviously a displacement of so many lives of those enslaved. So it was, I just had to sit and reflect and certainly cried at the end because I was moved. I was overjoyed for the success that she had and overjoyed that films like this have been made, that these topics are brought, and the fact that we get to participate by helping to bring awareness to them with, you know, our partner Yekra and of course Life Changes.
Yes, absolutely. And in case the producers don't get an opportunity to join us, Patrick Moreau and Grant Peel, we are definitely continuing to carry the torch regardless. So we're talking about it on their behalf, and though we don't have all the ins and outs that they did, we certainly were moved, and we are continue to be moved and wanting to continue to fan the movement. So certainly if you're a follower of ours, as you can hear in my voice, I was up really early this morning to make sure this list got out and everything was fine. And I've been following and working through it. So it's been exciting. It's kind of been like a telethon kind of thing to watch these numbers go and to see people sharing it in the comments that they're making and thanking us and thanking the filmmakers as we do. Patrick Moreau and Grant Peel. So if they're going to be able to join us, we'll be back with them. And if they're not, we've got an even another exciting guest with us already in the studio. And however, if you have been following us at all, you know this list exists. You've seen it. You've either gotten an email or you've seen it on our website. But just in case, you go to lifechangesnetwork.com or lifechangesshow.com, and you'll see the list right there on our main screen. If you go within the next couple months, if you go there and you're listening to this show a year from now, I'm sure, well, let me put it this way. I was about to say, I'm sure these shows won't be obsolete because a lot of them are about personal growth. And they may be obsolete, but I kind of hope this film and this show, in a sense, about this film would be obsolete, that there would be no more, I don't kind of hope, I do hope, there'd be no more children enslaved, so that then this film can just have done its thing, we can be on to something else. So
here.
So in that case, if you want to see the other films, because there's no more slavery in the world or no more children enslaved, you can go to lifechangesnetwork.com, click on blog, and you should be able to find the blog list of all the shows for 2013, all the shows for 2014. And who knows, if you're listening 2015, maybe that list too. Well, with that, we'll be right back with a guest when we come back.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back, and we are we're still in the anticipation of having our guests on. The producers of the film Stand With Me, guests Patrick Moreau and Grant Peel, who put so much time and effort and heart energy into this. As a matter of fact, what I've gotten to know about them personally is that their stories, like anything else, Mark, their stories dovetail in the work that they're doing. And so it's just an extension of who they are and what they're trying to do and what they want to see for the world.
Well, and obviously the audience is hearing us having expected that we'd already be having this discussion. So I want to echo the fact that there's so much passion in this film and what they have done and that their commitment to this just as we were saying, the everybody in the film, both in front of or behind the cameras are. So I'm sure something, technical and hopefully everything's okay in terms of what may have happened should we not connect with them. But I think it's so important for us to be talking about the film and about the topic. There's some things, obviously, that have been on the hotbed of the mainstream media lately with the Ferguson trial and some of these things, which I personally don't watch a lot of mainstream, so I'm not up on those details. But I point it out only because from an American perspective, there is almost a certain type of definition of slavery. And I think this is what the movie helped me open my eyes to, is so much more of it. And the thought of what some of these children, as you said, that have been completely stripped of their time, their playtime, their basic rights as children.
Their
grow-up time, yeah. Their community time, their
formative
experience
years
time, anything.
Yeah, family.
And of course, that crosses over and really goes into every sector when you're talking about labor of all ages, when you're talking about sex slave trade, both male and female, and really any type of suppression of any human being on this planet. And that, to me, is what makes this movie so powerful. And again, the movie is so powerful through the eyes of this young girl and her certainty. She knew exactly what she wanted to do, what she set out to, right, to overcome.
Yeah.
And I think she's going to continue. This film will continue to inspire many, many people, hopefully, to do similar acts of good.
You know, I remember walking through Saks Fifth Avenue, and for those of you who don't know, it's a very, very high-end store with luxury items, with luxury prices. And I was walking through with this lady who saw something that she liked and then saw the price of it. And she could afford 1,000 of those without blinking an eye. And when she saw the price of it, she said, I could not, within my conscience, buy that, even though it's really beautiful. But to know that I'm putting that much money into something that I'm just going to wear a couple times, or when that much money would help so many people around the world. And here, at the time, it was a long time ago, so I didn't have this same consciousness that I do today. I would have wanted to engage her more in this conversation at the time had I been who I am today. But we're all growing, and I just kind of marveled at what she was saying, not thinking that somebody with that kind of money, quote unquote, would be thinking that way. So though she still shopped there, she was shopping for something that was a little bit more moderately priced than to spend that kind of money. And actually, come to think of it, actually, this has happened quite a few times. We'd be surprised how many celebrities and people that one would think all they do is get caught up in the Hollywood, oh, look at me thing. But they're just doing that maybe for the publicity or the movie that they're promoting at the moment or whatever. But some of these people are actually putting their money and their time and their mouth and their hearts into helping people all over the world.
Mm, yeah, big time. There's more and more of that. And I think that's one of the things that we're seeing more and more through social media, on all the social networks, is the willingness to speak up more, to share more in terms of not only what they're doing with their celebrity, but more importantly, as you were alluding to, with their time and their energy and in many cases their money. But there's definitely a shift, whereas the power of celebrity has been used so discerningly, so effectively for, you know, brand merchandising and for big companies, that it's rewarding to see that shifting more towards the nonprofit sector, or more importantly, just the humanitarian sector, as opposed to just, you know, big name charities and some of these which are attached to the very big companies and big marketing campaigns that may or may not be, you know, necessarily effective.
You know, and it's interesting that we're having this conversation, Mark, because you and I haven't even, between the holidays and my performing in New York this past week and us busy with this list and everybody that we were working with, we really haven't had a time to sit down and chat about what we really feel about this, other than my reflection of sitting here with Lee Waterworth of Yekra and saying, you know, later on saying, wait a minute, Mark and Lee and I, independent of each other, and we weren't together when we watched the film, shed a tear or two or cried. And that this wasn't the only film that we said that about. There was at least another one. And I know that I was moved by others in different ways. And one kind of upset me more than another. And, well, this upset me, but, you know, we're moved in different ways. And the other children one that comes to mind with this is Kids' Rights, which is on the list as well.
Absolutely.
And here are these kids, a lot of them that are certainly dying from love or starving from love, and they can't get adopted because of the bureaucracy and the this and that. And I understand protecting children, absolutely. I also see that there's something here and someone's brought a light to it. And I hope that light, you know, leads the way to fixing that problem as well.
Well, and that's interesting timing, because last night I watched a movie that's close to my heart. It's not one on our list, and it's not necessarily, I guess it could be considered independent, but the August Rush, which taps into this subject
matter.
and it made me reflect on our films and the list itself. And but this intersection of the broken system and or the often inefficient system of child care and protective services, and then ultimately what the child is missing. So in our effort to do good, and there's so many good people trying to take care of these and do the right things and build the right rules, but then you're facing the bureaucracy and the red tape and a lot of the legal hurdles. And somewhere in that process, we're losing the whole very aspect of what it is we're trying to protect, which is the nurturing, the community, the connecting. We're almost, you know, we're losing that ability to protect the very children that we're trying to protect. And that's, you know, that was one thing that I saw in Kids' Rights. And it reminded me of that watching this movie and again made me proud that we've had the opportunity to participate, and a good time to give Lee Olbeen a shout out from Yekker.com and the great work that he has done building a heck of a platform to be able to get films that otherwise wouldn't have been seen more than likely in the kind of normal theater distribution system, a way to reach their audience, a passionate audience that will share this out there so that more and more people can access this information, and it really does shifts the consciousness.
Yeah, it's free to the filmmakers, and especially nowadays that the filmmakers, it's easier to make a film, and at the same time it still costs, and filmmakers don't necessarily have the money to, once they make the film, to go out and distribute it and market it and all that stuff. So for them to be able to post it here for free and then to have people like us post their films on our networks and share on social media and all of that, I think is a wonderful thing that we're all doing with and for each other. And since we didn't do this last week because the list had not been officially announced yet, I'm going to go ahead and mention that Overfed and Undernourished came in on our list, and then Addicted. And I can tell you what all these are about, but you know, it's all there at lifechangesnetwork.com or thelifechangesshow.com. Carb Loaded is on the list. The Amazing You, Song of the New Earth, Kids' Rights, Alive Inside. We should tell them what that's about. I mean, really. Bought, Emotion, and then, of course, the film that we've been talking about, Stand With Me. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Especially around this time, it's the holidays. If you haven't heard this concept, well, here it is. That we could support our communities if we bought something local. If we're going to go out and spend our hard-earned money anyway, I'm not saying you shouldn't buy something at this store or from that company, but if you also, at the very least, included buying something from a local restaurant, not just a chain restaurant, but buying something from a local restaurant or a gift card, or if you bought something from a local craft store, or you're supporting people that work there, people that own those shops and all of that. Well, in a similar way, I'm not saying don't go to the movies, but maybe one of those movie tickets, if you chose to support one of the films that is making a statement, this is a great place to put your money, and you'll receive from it not only what you'll feel and what you'll be moved to feel or grow, like Emotion. You'll grow within yourself when you read or watch something like that. So you can support these artists and many more. LifeChangesNetwork.com. Go check out this list.
And if you do go to the movies, buy one less of those super giant sodas, and you'll be able to watch one of these as well. Maybe two of them.
Or a smaller bathtub of popcorn.
Life changes.
Absolutely. Well, life does change. And actually, we obviously haven't heard from either one of our intended guests. And sometimes things happen the way they're supposed to happen. And we knew that this was a possibility with a four-time Emmy Award winner and an Emmy-nominated winner who right now have a very popular film. And thanks in part to us that so many people are vying for their attention. And they were going to try and they thought they could, but obviously they couldn't. But as so happens, when thanks to our friend Graham Penniman, when he introduced us to our musical guest tonight, I sat and took part of my afternoon, which was a wonderful break, I have to say, from everything that I was doing, to listen and watch the videos and some of the music of our guests. And I commented on Facebook how I think it's amazing how so many artists, and in particular this one, was dedicating himself to putting out positive music and music that made you think and made you become a better person. And I thought it's interesting that in the middle of, well, it's right on the cusp of Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, there's the Troubadour. And it's like a rocker bar kind of place. Well, their show, the Dirty Diamond Show, was available to all ages during the Thanksgiving weekend. And I thought that was really cool because I thought, well, the kids can't get in there, but I would love it if the kids could hear this music. Well, evidently, the kids could get in there to hear his music. And and I hope, and I understand they came out. I was in New York, so I couldn't, but I understand they came out in droves to hear their music at the Troubadour. So we have the lead singer with us right now in the studio here at Studio NoHo. Sam Babayan is with us, and he is going to perform a couple of his songs, and we're going to get to chat with him right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential, Find out more. Go to DorotheDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back, and boy, life changes.
Moment by moment,
I say that because during our commercial break, we actually got to talk to our guests who were both ready to go. And we were trying to get in communication with them, but their website was down. So I'd like to think we crashed their website with so many people going to see the film and all of that. Don't know exactly what happened, but they were ready to go. And we had already committed the rest of our time to our musical guest, Sam Babayan, who's right here with us. So we invited them to come back, and what we'll try and do is get them in for next week if we can move some things around. So stay tuned for that. We think it's a very important subject, and we're happy to accommodate, and sorry that they had those issues, but we're back on, and we've got Sam with us. So let me just say, Sam Babayan.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, guys.
Now you're a guitarist, you're a singer, you're a poet, and though you don't consider yourself one, or you don't let people know that.
I assume I'm a songwriter, and poetry comes with it.
Or poetry starts before some of the songs, maybe.
Sure.
But in any event, so before we move on, first of all, thank you. We know you had a big show this weekend, and You came out to be with us.
Thank you. Yeah, Grant called me, Graham, and I was available tonight. And anything that he's aligned with is usually something I'm on the same page with. So
tell me about it.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely. We've had several conversations, and boy, we definitely have the same interests and intentions on what we want to do and the kind of work we want to do and serve. You know.
Agreed, actually. Him and Sync Big now. This is going to be big.
Yeah.
and bigger, and we're happy to be in this.
Sinking.
We're sinking. So, and you heard what I said about you this afternoon when I finally took a break and started listening to your music.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to check it out.
Thanks for making it.
Yeah,
so that we could hear it and share it. I have to ask you. So one of the songs you just released a video. We posted it on Facebook, and
nice.
So hopefully you're already well on your way to a lot of people hearing that.
Nice,
and for good reasons. That particular one, can we talk about it since you just released it? I feel it's kind of important.
From the Stars.
Yes, From the Stars. We're going to hear it today, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So that's the one that started as a poem.
It started as a different poem called G.O.D. And may I recite it?
Yes.
G.O.D. is, I had the president on the phone this morning as plans for a new war turned my chrome faith to rust. And I asked, please, Mr. Commander-in-Chief, do clarify in which God the government trusts. And he explained that all politicians are just crooked suits and glorified thugs, and that G.O.D. is a corporate abbreviation for guns, oil, and drugs.
Mm.
So that whole thing was revolving around my head for quite some time. The fact that perhaps the government is a big business, with the business model of, the multi-military complex and guns, oil, and a little bit of maybe drugs on the side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
From the Star started with some lyrics. I'm just a boy in this world, and I'm taking it back from the people. That's kind of how it started.
kind of like the one man who is determined to take on the adversary and bring about love and change in the world. And then I recall gazing up at the stars and kind of being like, what about not just one boy in the world, but we were sent here from the stars, the collective we empowered and sent from the stars to take the world back and give it back into the hands of love and prosperity. And so the song goes, you know, and the resounding chorus of we were sent here from the stars to bring you love. I thought I was speaking not just for myself, but a whole mass consciousness, you know?
I do know. And it's interesting when you listen to a song, it's a song. Mm-hmm. When you say it this way,
it sounds so jagged and activist like, you know? That's what we were talking about earlier, is you can say the most silliest or the most serious things in a song and you know, slide away with it very well, you know, as opposed to saying it. And I suppose I picked a good one in picking music, you know, because you can sing it and people will just, you know, they'll be like la-di-da-da-da, you know.
And in a way, that's the good news and the bad news. And the good news is that as you're putting out your kind of message, our kind of message, I feel, that it slips in, it gets into the consciousness. At the same time, the music can be used to slip in all kinds of other stuff too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Even like when there's something that I picked up on in my path of taking music as medicine and the healing powers of medicine, even looking at some of the, you know, I went to a church recently, and I noticed that the priest was singing the prayer, you know? Mm-hmm. And so whenever a word is sung, carried on a wave of a melody or a note, it actually has a deeper way of resonating and carrying out what the word's intentions are, you know? So we noticed that in different chanting and priests and of different types of churches and faiths, we'll see that some really profound words are not spoken but sung, you know. So
well, and that really, so you look at the other side of that, and you know, I've been curious without going to the activist side, but you know, I noticed that there seems to be a lot of lyrics and music that ends up in, you know, in the mainstream and the playlists, and it's very repetitive about, you know, shooting people down, about blowing things up, about burning things down. And that too is equally as powerful.
Absolutely.
And then we're saying, hey, we all want a peace. We all want to get along. But yet we're singing this stuff to each other or singing it together or whoever it is.
Absolutely.
And that's just reaffirming the very thing that people are saying they don't want, or intrinsically they don't want. And yet there's an entrainment there.
Absolutely.
The
absolutely. We sing it into existence.
Yeah.
Mm. And actually, Mark, some of the music that you're talking about is used during exercising. So we're also putting it into motion.
Yes.
We're putting it into action.
Well, and that was why it was actually that I was thinking of and feeling that called to mind, is I was actually, when I went to a yoga class, this very well-intended yoga instructor was trying to bridge the worlds and have a popular feel to it and the music, and she was using Rihanna's song of Shoot Me Down, Bulletproof, whatever it is, in the middle of yoga. And I'm like, is anybody listening there, like trying to stay connected and listen to the song? And it was just an interesting juxtaposition, but it made me reflect on how many people don't actually listen to what they're listening to,
right?
Or they don't hear.
Well, that's why I got excited when I saw.
Here you are.
I've never seen this show for all ages.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, yes, all ages need to hear this, especially the little children.
Absolutely, you know, like I've seen younger, you know, teenagers coming to our show whenever we do an all ages show. I've seen. Folks my father's age come to our show, and my father included, you know, our music is, you know, it's, I think, a kind of music where, you know, kids and older people and people of, you know, all ages enjoy.
Now, we talked about one piece of music in particular, and that's because I listened to that one over and over again, actually. So I'm glad you gave me the ends of that, and I'm glad we're all going to get to hear it in a little bit. But your music in general, where do you feel that's coming from?
You know, it's coming from, you know, my heart, first of all. And I've always been a very optimistic person, and I've always felt like I'm in touch with mass consciousness, and I am, you know, with all modesty, a troubadour who speaks on behalf of a lot of people, and for people, and through people, and they speak through me, and that's where music comes from. My music comes from a lot of... you know, a lot of my game changed when I started to study and attend certain ceremonies and Native American ceremonies and chanting and that kind of stuff. Because then I started to see how medicinal music really can be and is, and going back to that. And that was because I've always, you know, played music as a kid and into my, when I was a teenager, you know, rock and roll and all that. But when the rock and roll met the ceremony and medicine, that's when I knew that I was called to bring the ceremony to the rock and roll. And in fact, a lot of people, I mean, just at our troubadour show, I personally was not able to sleep until like 5 a.m. just because of all the energy that I had gathered. And then I found out the next day when friends texted me that they were unable to sleep too. And this, you know, of course, is not means like there's no other chemicals involved. We're talking about a pure experience, you know, from the heart and into other people's, you know, nervous system and whatnot. So it's a shared experience, you know. What I experience and what I cultivate with my band is what everybody else feels. We're all the same, you know, and if we're pulling all that stuff out and everybody's feeling it, you know, and the feedback is confirming that everybody is basically, you know, feeling that. Yeah, so it's great.
Speaking of the band is called the Dirty Diamond. Okay, so tell us real quickly before we get to hear what you do, why it's called that.
You know, I had several titles to several songs, and I'm always coming up with like two words that are kind of like contradicting each other, or they kind of play off of each other. And Dirty Diamond was actually the name of a riff that I initially wrote, which I thought was a very rough piece of beautiful music, and I named it that to remember that riff by calling it Dirty Diamond. And then I chose that as the name of the group because it sounded cool.
It does.
And there was also a very brief band called the Dirty Mac with John Lennon and Eric Clapton and Keith Richards and Mitch Mitchell. They played one gig.
I didn't know that either.
It's on the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus. They played one gig and it was called the Dirty Mac. I liked the dirty thing, you know. But I suppose if I was to explain what Dirty Diamond means, it's kind of like, if I were to spoil it for everybody, I would say it's kind of like everybody is a diamond and everybody is this really pure gem inside, and we are covered with lots of impurities and imperfections that we must work through if we want to and get to the real deal, you know, get to the real stuff that's inside.
Well, a little bit of heat and pressure.
With a little bit of heat and pressure, yes.
Well, very good. Well, I think it's time that we get to hear some of your beautiful music. So
awesome. Should I just
you should. And when we come back, we're gonna be live from Studio NoHo with Sam Babayan.
Thank you.
Right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Okay, that sounds like music to me. Music to my ears. We're going to hear, what's the song we're going to hear, Sam?
From the Stars.
From the Stars. Here's Sam Babayan with From the Stars.
We were sent here from the stars to take the world back from the people who don't allow love to come in, but love will come in. They are the wagers of wars, running their business as usual. Guns, oil, and drugs all the time, but love will come in. 'Cause we were sent here from the stars to bring you love. Yes, we were sent here from the stars to bring you love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So abundantly clear, the scarcity is an illusion cast by the current affairs of brothers upstairs. The moment is here and is now. It's a good time to start a beginning. There's plenty of bread to go around. Love will go around. 'Cause we were sent here from the stars to bring you love. Yes, we were sent here from the stars to bring you love and free energy. From the stars to bring you love. Yeah, yeah, we were sent here from the stars to bring you love. The shine has been here all along. Around you, rivers have flown from above. The sun has been lighting the way to let you know what you already know, what you already know. Oh, you must know that you
Yeah. Wow. Well,
thank you.
Actually, no, thank you. And if I understand it correctly, people can license your music if they go to Sync Big, right? And they work with Graham and they can license it for TV commercials. And isn't it great that this kind of music is being used in those kinds of things?
Yeah.
All over the place. And if you want to learn more about our guest, Sam Babayan, you go to thedirtydiamond.com, mm-hmm. right? Actually, you're all over social media.
We are.
And this song just came out. We posted it on Facebook. We probably should have posted it on our website as well. But otherwise, what's the easy way for them to find it on YouTube?
Just to search The Dirty Diamond from the Stars.
Okay. The Dirty Diamond. and then the song is From the Stars. We have time for another if you want to share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. This song is called Death of My Ego.
Death of Your Ego. I heard this one too a couple times.
Nice.
The spiders from my bad dreams are spinning in my washing machine. They were put there by spirit for testing the old limits of me. My fears shattered my fears. Was the death of my ego. The death of my ego. Well, I'm always digging down to find the innermost workings of me. And I'm always reaching up to find the brightest and higher part of me. And my fears shattered my fears. Was the death of my ego. The death of my ego. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Yeah yeah yeah. It was a very special night when my grandmother visited me. She said, son, you ain't nothing but vibration and frequency of my love, my sacred love. Tonight is the death of your ego. The death of your ego. So why don't you hold my hand and we go to the funeral of your ego. Na 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 na. Your divine love was floating over me. Your divine love was floating over me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The spiders from my bad dreams are spinning in my washing machine. The spiders from my bad dreams are spinning in my washing machine. The spiders from my bad dreams are spinning in my washing machine. The spiders from my bad dreams are spinning in my washing machine.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Right.
Sam Babayan, The Dirty Diamond, thedirtydiamond.com. You can take those off.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to explain the song, but, you know, if this were any other singer, I mean, that could mean all kinds of stuff. But this stuff is just so important to just let it go. So give us the non-poetic version of this and spoil it for some of us, because it's important for us to be able to hear that song and get the message consciously, not just unconsciously?
Well, I assume that every word in the song is something that I lived and experienced and went through. And it's a song about doing the work, the self-work, mm-hmm. and digging down and finding the stuff that's getting in our way of our higher self and our true calling, finding our true calling. The death of my ego, maybe not necessarily the death, but a nice adjustment of that mm-hmm. ego mm-hmm. to, you know, be a more well-rounded person. And I don't know, my grandmother visited me. It's kind of something that came through just introspection and meditation and releasing the ego. And the grandmother is just, you know, the guiding feminine Gaia, light, you know, what else can I say about it? I wrote the song. I kind of considered that I didn't really write it. It wrote me, because I sat down on my chair one evening and it kind of just spilled through me. But I do remember a literally spider in my washing machine. And I thought that was kind of symbolic of,
yeah.
Of my fears being laundered
wow.
Away, and I threw that in there.
I've been through so many workshops myself and classes and all that where we're trying to get to a higher level within and without and all that, and the leaders are looking for songs that they could play from you know the radio, but this could be an anthem for so many of those classes. This is the work right here.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I wanted to bring light to it. I'm so glad to bring this kind of music, thanks to Graham Penniman and Sync Big,
absolutely.
To our audience. This is...
Absolutely. And I want to be very selfless and mention that I come from a very interesting crew of other songwriters that are also a part of this whole page. And one of them is called the Love Amp Project, LUVAMP Project, Amplifying the Frequency of Love. And it's a collective of other songwriters like myself, but very different from me, which is a good thing, you know. And there's a very good friend of mine named Tony Moss, who is the curator and coordinator of that. You know Tony?
Yeah.
Okay. And Dylan James Byrne, who's another amazing brother who writes amazing songs, and also, you know, Sunny Soulwind and Miranda and there's Daniel Perchett and several of us. So you know, there's a whole movement of songwriters and troubadours that are bringing healing music to the earth, and which is needed. You know, we all need soundtracks to all the amazing work that's already happening around the planet. You know,
absolutely. So. And there it is. And so, thank you to all of them. Thank you, most especially to you. And so, once again, Sam Babayan, the Dirty Diamond. DirtyDiamond.com, and thanks to all of you for listening. This is why we do it, and we're glad to do it. I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at LifeChangesNetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.